Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we try to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast on Public Access Channel number 6 on your TV entitled Searching the Scriptures. It runs from 8 to 8:30. Please give it a look. We also have an extensive website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find these radio programs, TV programs are there, and a host of other Bible-related material that can help you in your study of God's Word. Please give a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. Cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Our only desire is to help you understand your need to God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We have been looking at, for the last few weeks, answering the question why we're a member of the Church of Christ, trying to give you a little understanding of why we believe that one needs to be a member of the Lord's Church. Today, we want to talk about the Bible is the only creed and manual that we use. What is a creed? It is defined as a formal statement of religious beliefs, confession of faith, a system of belief, principles, or opinions. Every denomination has one. It is how-to manual for their work and their oversight. I could never be a member of a system that follows human standard and human guidelines. The Church believes and affirms the Bible is its only creed. The time of the apostles in the first three centuries, the Bible was the only creed. Why not desire to use the same one the first century church used? Do I want one similar, or do we want the genuine article? I guess that's something each of us need to consider. The Bible gives me all I need. In 2 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4, as His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises. And through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Notice, we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scriptures given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness' sake, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. All scripture is God-breathed, is profitable for teaching, for reproving, for correction and instruction, and it thoroughly equips us for every good work. Why would we need anything else? Human creeds are written for what purpose? For instruction in righteousness, right? Why plead allegiance to a human creed when we have the Bible for the same purpose? Why follow a human creed, which is fallible because it is human wisdom and human tradition, when one can follow that which is divine in origin and is infallible and inerrant? If the two are alike, then we don't need them both. And so again, the Bible gives me all I need. The following truth can only be said concerning the Bible. Number one, it is the mind of Christ revealed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13, the scripture tells us the Holy Spirit was given in order that He might reveal the mind of God. Let us read these verses together. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse number 9. Scripture says, "But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered the heart of man, things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, just the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom speaketh, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." And so the Word of God was revealed, and the mind of God was revealed to man through the work of the Holy Spirit. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, the wise man Solomon summed up his book by telling us what is the conclusion. What does man need to do? He needs to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You see, we need to fear God and keep His commandments. When we respect God, we're going to do His will. Where is that truth found? it is found in God's Word. The Bible also is truth because it gives us the way to salvation. In John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus told the Jews that we were discussing the law. He made this statement in chapter 5, verse number 39. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. You see, the Scriptures testified of Jesus Christ. If they would have believed the Old Testament Scriptures, they would have accepted Christ because the Old Testament Scriptures, they prophesied about the coming Christ. And according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, there is going to be eternal doom on all those who will reject the Bible and reject His teaching. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse number 7. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 7. And give to you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and on those who do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ye shall be punished for the everlasting destruction for the presence of the Lord and from the glory of the power. You see, the truth is, one who rejects the gospel is going to have to deal with the Lord in judgment. He's going to find himself on the wrong end of the equation. This is also discussed with us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. He made this argument beginning in verse 9 of chapter number 6. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, or homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. You see, if we don't follow the truth, then we're doomed to be lost. And last, in Revelation 21, in verse number 8, Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You see, the following the truth can only be said concerning those who follow the Bible. Those who do not follow the Bible will find themselves doomed to be lost. It also is the hope for the saved. If we want to be saved, then we're going to have to know the truth. In Romans chapter 8, verse number 24. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. And then in Hebrews the 6th chapter, in verse 19, making a contrast between the old law and the new, listen to the words of the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 19. Hebrews 6, 19. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. You see, the Scripture gives the hope for the lost sinner. It is the thing that helps us know how we can please God and what is acceptable to God and what God has called upon us to do in every aspect of our life and our work that we give Him. We also know that God's not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14, 33. That means that He is not the author of confusion. The author of confusion would be if the book's conflict, if the Bible is not harmonious, if it's not true, if it doesn't understand that every writer implies the truth that the other writers before him stated. The book does not fight with itself because it is one of book of complete harmony and peace. The precepts are binding. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said in John 14, 15. We also read in Matthew 7, verse 21, in the words of Jesus himself, the great Sermon on the Mount. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And so we must do the Father's will. That's binding. We must do that in order to please him. Where do we find the Father's will? We find it in Scripture. In Hebrews chapter 6, again, in verse number 18, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope that is set before us. Know us? He does not lie. He does not lie to us. It's impossible for him to lie. And so his decisions are immutable. They're not going to be changed. His word gives us light to direct our path. In Psalms chapter 119 and verse number 104, the scripture says, through your precepts I gain understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You see, it gives me light to direct my path so that I might know that I'm going in the right direction. It is food for my soul. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In 1 Peter 2, verse 2, Peter said that newborn babes should desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. It is the food of the soul. It is what supports us and helps us grow spiritually. We are to read it slowly, carefully, and prayerfully. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The engrafted word can save our soul. That's what James 1, verse 21 wrote. And according to John chapter 12, in verse number 48, Jesus said, it is going to be the standard. It's going to be open to judgment. It is going to be the standard by which all men are going to be judged by. Not by human opinion, not by human theory, not by the words of men, not by human wisdom, but by the book of God. He who rejects me and does not receive my word, that which judges him, the word that I have spoken, will judge him in the last day. This is going to be the standard of judgment, the truth. So we need to know what the truth is now. Christ is a subject, and our good is its design. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, no man cometh to the Father except through me, because he was the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father without going through the Son. There's a mind of wealth. It's the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. And it will never be destroyed. It will endure forever. That's what Matthew 24, 35 says. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 25, it endures forever. The word of God is going to be here forever. Questions of life. Where are they answered? Only in the scripture. How did we get here? What is our purpose of being here? And where are we going when we leave here? And so, the scripture gives us answers to those questions, and it is the only book that gives us the accurate answers to those questions. And so, we submit to you this morning, in part one of this study, that the Bible is the only creed because of all the things that it does. Look at all the things we talked about. It gives me all the things that I need. And if we follow the truth, it will lead us to a right relationship with God. Why would we need anything else? Why would we turn to anything else? Why would we believe anything else? Human creeds give us men's opinion, gives us men's theories, give us their philosophies. They can't save us. They can't lead us to Christ. They can't tell us how to please God. We have to know God's mind in order to do that, and the only way we can know that is by turning to the Scripture, because the Scripture revealed the mind of God. We read that in 1 Corinthians 2. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we close this morning, I want to reiterate the reason that I'm a member of the Church of Christ, because it does not use human creed books. It does not lean on human creed books. It follows the Bible and the Bible only. If you come and listen to me preach, or if you come here to study, you're going to see the only book that we use is the Bible, because it is the only book authorized by God. Thank you for listening this morning. Tune in again next week as we continue to give you